Okay. Official, hello everybody. We should say that bit, shouldn't I? Official opening welcoming. Anything you have to say there? Okay. No, no. They've got an attendance that's listed, disclosure of interest. Question time. Combination of previous 5.1. Attachment 5.1A. Vote on that. Will you vote on the opposite recommendation?
Yes, that's for the mover and the seconder.
Mover and the seconder for that. Thank you, Councillor Curry, Councillor Cusack. Everyone happy with that? Vote is carried. Officers report, summary. 6.1 with dashboard of the report. Everybody's read this, so we'll just go to the recommendations, are we? Officers' recommendation.
For the chair, I just might make a comment if that's okay.
Certainly.
Council, just a few things to note. We do have added a few key controls, one under the risk theme, failure of IT and communication systems. So the new control is that we have a board system installed now, replacing our very old telephone system. So that's cloud-based. So when we don't have power, we do actually have telecommunications. So that's all in place, which is great. And ineffective employment practices, the new controls now that we have an internal communicational engagement framework. And if you take notice of our risk register for the first time, we actually don't have any control ratings that are inadequate. That's it for me.
Very good. Thank you. So would someone like to move and second the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Stewart and Councillor Ball, thank you. Anyone like to vote on that? It's passed. Carried, thank you. 6.2 annual report for the year ended 30 June 2025. Is there anything that you need to mention there, Ben?
No, not unless any councillors have any questions about the report. Councillor Curry.
Just one, through the chair. The auditor mentioned about other information.
Sorry, is this in the audit report?
He's in the audit, in his letter, I think. The
second, just yes, sorry, continue.
Yeah, with the other information, he said he didn't have the other information, which I'm assuming is just the rest of the annual report.
Oh, yes. So the auditor doesn't audit the fluffy side of the annual report. He only audit the financials. So that's part of the recent changes that they've made to the financial regs. They used to, and now they don't. And some stuff has been moved from the content of the financials under the audit, like the ratios and all that. They've been moved over to the other part of the end report to be excluded from the audit process. So I guess they've just gone out of their way to make a note of that, specifically saying they don't audit that because you include it in the end report. So I guess we're completely safe.
Any other questions?
If I may, through the chair, note in the minutes that I congratulate Ben and his team for an unqualified audit with no findings.
Okay, so is someone happy to move the officer's recommendation? Did anyone want to go through that? Just want to move that? That's what you said. Anyone would like to second that? Councillor Harnham, thank you. I'd like to vote on that. That's carried. Any other business?
Yeah, through Through the chair, maybe just out of left field, typical me. How should we be treating AI as something to be, or the information or the implementation of AI? Should we be treating that as something to be careful about within the audit system and protecting our all our financials and that sort of thing? Should it be noted?
Through the chair, Ben will be able to articulate this. However, there is a component for cyber security, and also LGIS do a large audit of each council as well. So we actually have a audit report, and there's also, we can put in place in specific for AI policies and procedures. So management is certainly aware, and Ben is proactive in terms of where we need to be with our IT provider. I'll hand over to Ben.
Thank you. Through the chair. So just to add on to the CEO's comments, is that something that we need to be cognizant of as a risk? Yes, both in terms of our use of it and other people's use of it. At the moment, while we still improve our processes, something, there's a lot of redundancies that I do in particular, checking and rechecking the same information to make sure that when it's moved from point A to point B, it's still the same. Obviously, particularly with regards to creditor payments. So I'll review the list of payments four times before it's actually processed to make sure that it's still the same all the way through. That's counteracting a particular form of other people's AI, obviously. For our end, it depends which ones you use. There's a bit of a misconception that when they're called like learning models and all that, that when you feed into it, that's retained by the AI forever. And then when other people ask it a question, it now has that. Some of them do, some of them don't.
Right.
So it's got everything public. You can scan the web. So if you ask it, who is the CEO of Narrabeen, it knows that it's Beck, right? But if you put in something specific or sensitive, which you shouldn't do, but if you did, it doesn't have the, some of them don't have the ability to share that. Depends which one.
Yeah.
It's something that we're cognizant of, but I don't think it's something that needs like dedicated effort to respond to or to manage. I'd say the biggest risk is us relying on it and being fed wrong information and then running with that. So say every time we use AI to do anything, like what's the legislation on whatever, we go and check. Because a lot of the time it's wrong. Yeah. They might have the right content, but it gets the references wrong a lot of the time. Which is weird. It'll pull the right info out, but have the wrong number. So I don't think it's like, it's not like Skynet sort of thing.
It's a tool.
It's, yeah,
it's sure. Cool.
And you're going to seek the truth from the right.
Yeah. Not, right, I mean, not to be shied away from. Use it as a tool because it's going to be very efficient. But as you say, just be mindful.
Councillor Smoker, did you have something? Okay, any other business? Okay, details of the next meeting will be advised, and there being no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 4:09. Thank you for having me.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gina. Thanks, Gina.